test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with Marlena Dietrich and John Barrymore.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight we are about to...
Where is she, Valley? Where is she? Bring her out here.
Who?
Dietrich. Marlena Dietrich. Bring her out here. Don't toy with me emotion.
Be calm, John. Be calm. Miss Dietrich will be here. For the purposes of our story, she must remain concealed for a while.
How do you like that? Here I stand, the Tom Harmon of love, and Valley hides the goalposts.
Now, John, you know that in our story tonight, you and I leave this earth and go up to another planet in a rocket ship. That's when we meet Marlena Dietrich.
But why don't you bring her out here now? Why do we have to set the story on another planet?
Because it's a good plot.
With Barrymore and Dietrich, the plot writes itself. Give me that baby and I ad lib 30 minutes.
Now, listen, John. Just because you're in a hurry to make love to Marlena Dietrich, we're not going to throw our whole story out of the window. We'll do this as we planned. Now, the first scene takes place in my laboratory. I'm a young rocket ship inventor, and you're a scientist who comes to see me.
Well, Valley, why do we have to go through all this?
Absolutely we do, John. Now, let's start Music Bridge. Yes?
I am looking for the young rocket ship inventor, Flash Valley.
I am Flash Valley.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am J. Einstein Barrymore, doctor of astronomy and professor of heavenly bodies.
Where?
Vatha.
Come in, sir. I'm proud to meet the professor of astronomy at Vassar College.
Oh, I no longer hold that enviable position. It seems that my course was a little too advanced.
What do you mean?
Well, I taught the dear children that there were two moons, two suns, two north stars, in fact, two of everything.
But, Professor, that's absurd.
Sir, I teach things as I see them.
Professor, I suppose you want to hear about my rocket ship. It operates on the principle of expulsion due to rapid atomic combustion and has attained a speed...
Now, listen, Rudy. Come on, let's stop this. This rocket ship stuff and these jokes. Let's get to Dietrich.
Well, all right, John. I can see it's no use. But first, Mr. Art Ballinger has a message from our sponsor.
He has, eh?
Yes.
Mr. Ballinger?
Yes, Mr. Barrymore.
Mr. Ballinger, if your heart has ever gone pitter-patter, if you ever felt the piercing fangs of passion, please, Mr. Ballinger, with dispatch.
Okay, I'll be brief. Now, for a moment, let's leave the laboratory of Flash Valley and look in on another laboratory. This one, a SEAL test zone laboratory. All around us, we see the last word in scientific equipment. Microscopes, test tubes, sterilizers, lactometers. And here are SEAL test men in white, testing and checking SEAL test milk for quality, purity, richness, and flavor. What does all this activity mean to you?
It means I'm being kept for Marlena Dietrich.
Wait, John. Another minute, please. I'd like to tell what that activity does mean. Mothers, that SEAL test laboratory, those men in white, are helping to safeguard SEAL test milk in your community. Helping to keep it pure and wholesome for baby's bottle, for growing children, for your whole family. And cooperating with that SEAL test laboratory is a group of other SEAL test laboratories spread over a good part of America. All of them are pooling their entire skill and knowledge to bring pure milk, ice cream, and other dairy products to American homes.
So you see, mothers, when you buy SEAL test dairy products, the combined resources of the SEAL test laboratory system stand behind their quality and purity. Isn't it a worthwhile precaution, then, to insist upon SEAL test milk and ice cream? We'd especially like you to try our thrilling new December dessert, SEAL test red raspberry ice cream pie. We'll tell you shortly where to buy it and other SEAL test products in your community.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ballinger. Now, Rudy, if we must have a rocket ship, how long will it take it to get us to Venus?
Well, you know radio, John. Step into the ship. Contact! Well, here we are, John. The planet Venus. The land of love.
The land of love.
Yes, look at that sign. You have now landed on the planet Venus, the land of love, ruled by Queen Mardinus. Whether you're a pauper or rich as Croesus, if you stay on this planet, we'll love you to pieces. Love is our theme. Love is our motto. We love you when you're sober, also when you're blotto.
I wonder if there's anything personal in that.
Wait, here come some of the natives now.
Welcome, strangers. Welcome to the land of Venus, land of love.
Thank you. We are visitors from the Earth.
From the Earth? Well, that's interesting. Queen Marlinus will be happy to see you. Maybe one of you will be her choice.
Her choice? For what?
She's looking for a mate, a new king.
Looking for a mate for a new king? How many has she had?
Four.
Four kings?
Yes.
Just beats me.
The man who is chosen king will rule with Queen Marlinus. He shall reign with love and peace.
Love and peace?
Yes. Are you personally acquainted with love and peace?
Well, frankly, because of the former, I haven't had very much of the latter. Stranger, this queen of yours has piqued my curiosity. Tell me, how old is she?
On the land of love, there is no age. Love is ageless. Don't you know that every time a man falls in love, he lives a lifetime?
You don't know it, stranger, but you're talking to Methuselah. Incidentally, where is this Queen Marlinus? I'd like to meet her.
She's been told of your arrival. Even now she approaches. Hark to the fanfare announcing the Queen of Love.
Marlinus the First, Empress of Love, Duchess of Desire, Princess of Rapture, and Conqueror of all hearts.
A female Barrymore.
The queen, she.
Strangers, welcome to the land of love. The land of Queenus Marlinus, the goddess of Venus. And strictly between us, welcome to Venus. If you know what I mean.
Lovely queen, I understand you are seeking a king of love. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm John Barrymore, the great profile.
You appeal to me.
I'm Rudy Valley, the vagabond lover.
You appeal to me.
So he appeals to you, too. Queen, you realize that he is a crooner?
You'd be surprised what appeals to me. But right now, I'm desperately unhappy. So far, I haven't found the right man to share my throne of love.
But, Marlinus, why do you need a king? You are the queen of love. You are the very essence of love.
Ah, that don't mean a thing if you ain't got that king.
Well, Your Majesty, perhaps one of us can qualify.
That appeals to me. But first, tell me something about yourselves.
Well, Valley here is a young chap whose hobby is flying a rocket ship in the interests of science.
And you, Barrymore, is your hobby also science?
Lady, if my hobby was considered a science, I'd be the winner of the Nobel Prize.
I'm glad to hear that. Because the man I choose for my king must be a man of refinement and culture.
But I'm your man, Your Majesty. I'm a college man. I won my Y at Yale.
Oh. Mr. Barrymore, did you win a Y?
Yeah. I won mine at Yuma.
John, the Queen of Venus doesn't know anything about Yuma.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Your Majesty. That's a little town down on the earth where people go to get married. Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it. But I thought they called it Johnstown. But men of the earth, I would like to know more about your world. Is it like Venus? Do you have love there?
Love? Of course we have love. One of the best rules on earth is to love your neighbor. Of course, there are a lot of people who don't pay much attention to it. But I happen to be one of those, who do. I pride myself that I personally have always loved my neighbor.
Is that so?
And, sister, he lives in a very crowded neighborhood.
Then there is love on earth. Vagabond lover, explain to me. How do people go about lovemaking on earth?
Well, a fellow meets a girl, takes her out, holds her hand, gives her a kiss.
A kiss? What's a kiss?
A kiss is when the lips of a boy are pressed against the lips of a girl, accompanied by sighs, giggles, gurgles, and an occasional woo-hoo!
You call that a kiss? Up here, we call that a clobbin.
A kiss is called a clobbin?
Yes. But if the lady resists the clobbin and the gentleman insists, the lady may get angry and give the gentleman a blot in the face.
A blot in the face? What's that?
Clobbin me and you'll find out.
Well, you certainly have a strange language. It wouldn't be very practical for music.
Why not?
Well, how would it sound? Just a little love, a little clobbin.
Vagabond, I like the way you sing. I've always wanted a king who could sing. But, do you have any other qualifications?
Yes, sir. Back home, I'm the life of the party. Snappiest kid in town. Never thought I'd be a king, but I've always been a card. Yes, sir. Hearts of trump, I'm right on top of the deck. That's me, kid. I'm some joker.
You must have some word on all earth for this.
Some word?
You
say?
You must have some word for this on earth.
Yeah, how about corny?
Crooner, you have a charming naivete about you. But you seem a little too young, too boyish.
Perhaps I should have spoken to you a little more romantically.
How would you do that?
Something like this.
You took me out of this world. When you came into my heart, you took me out of this world, into a world apart, where every dream we share has a way of coming through. And darling, this couldn't be, had it not been for you. You took me up on a cloud where I could touch every star. You took me out of the crowd into a Shangri-La. I'm speaking of the land of love that's bounded by your charms. You took me out of this world when you took me in your arms.
No, you might make a good king of love.
Take it easy, Queenie. Before you close the deal, consider all the merchandise at hand. If you're shopping for a king, why not a king with experience?
Experience? You have already been a king of love?
Well, I've just abdicated.
I don't know about you, Barrymore. You seem rather frivolous. Are you sure you could love me truly?
Of course. My heart is big. I will hold your love as I held all the others here in my bosom. Here, deep in Barrymore's bosom.
Is that what they mean by community chest?
Marvinus, I've stated my case. If you want a real king of love, take me, not this callow, curly-headed youth.
But Curly has blue eyes, and he can sing, and he has a rocket ship. What can you offer?
My dear lady, when you can get Barrymore, you don't look for premiums.
I don't know what to do.
Choose me.
Choose me. I'm a Rudy, the cutie, the crooning patootie, the vagabond lover from Maine.
I am Barrymore, the Perrymore. I'm John, the great profile.
Boys, I cannot make up my mind. Come to my palace tomorrow, and before the day is over, I shall choose one of you as the king of love.
And now, let's return to Earth for a moment to tell you where you may buy Seal Test dairy products. Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Men of Earth, prepare yourselves. The great moment has arrived. Today, Queen Marlenus will choose either you, the vagabond lover, or you, the great profile, to reign as her king. The king of love.
John, I'm nervous. I've never made love to a queen before.
Don't think of her as a queen, my lad. Think of her only as a woman.
But I won't know what to say to her.
What do you usually say when you see a beautiful girl?
I usually say... Going my way, babe.
Paige, we are ready. Where is the queen?
She's in the music room, throwing herself into the mood.
How acrobatic. How does she get into the mood?
Listen.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I? I can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't. Greetings, Earthmen. I'm now ready to choose one of you as my king of love.
I beg your pardon, Queen, but you neglected to tell us what the duties of the king will be.
The king will live here in this sumptuous palace with me. He will do as he pleases, engage in no work whatsoever, and have 15 beautiful maidens to wait upon him hand and foot. His only duty will be to... make love to me. Any questions?
Yes. What does the job pay?
What a naive question. You have about you a certain boyish innocence. More boyish than innocence, I'm afraid. How old are you, Barrymore?
Well, to stick to the script and be quite honest about it, I'll never see 20 again.
Answer my question. How old are you?
What's the difference? After all, a man is only as old as he looks.
You have answered my question.
You know, Your Majesty, down on the earth, they tell a very interesting story about Mr. Barrymore's age.
What is it?
It seems that one day, as George Washington was riding along, he pointed to a house and said, John Barrymore once slept here.
Gentlemen, we are wasting time. I'm trying to choose a king. Now, which of you has had the most experience in love?
Stand back, valet.
Very well, Barrymore. Recite for me your past experiences in love.
Draw up a chair, Your Majesty.
There's no time for that. Recite your experiences briefly.
Briefly? Your Majesty, you cannot publish the Encyclopedia Britannica in the Reader's Digest. Forces of the Rudy Valley's experience in love, I could recite them in 10 words.
Oh, that's nothing. I could recite John's experiences in 9 words.
9 words? What are they?
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, dear. Good morning, Judge.
You're very amusing, vagabond lover. Come, sing to me again. I like to hear you sing.
Oh, thank you. Your Majesty is so beautiful, so lovely, so...
Please, just say it with music.
Just a little love, a little kiss. Just an hour that holds a world of bliss. Eyes that tremble like the stars above me. And those little words that say, you love me. Oh, infidamore, death and sky divine, maybe ever occur. Harder curse and set and start, she tremors. Se disant de moi, de seul. Je t'aime.
I like that, vagabond lover.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Did you hear that, John? My singing may yet win for me.
To think I may lose by a nose.
You both have so many qualifications. I can't make up my mind. Of course, I could decide by clavening or, as you say, kissing both of you.
But, Your Majesty, I understand it's a rule that the Queen is not allowed to kiss a commoner here on Venus.
Then, let's get down to earth. Yes, I guess that is the only way I can decide between you. I shall have to kiss each of you.
Well, how about starting with B, Your Majesty?
One side, son. Let a pro play this chord. Marlenus of Venus, you are about to be clavined by an expert. Come to the arms. Kiss okay for sound. Now what the heck?
Let me out of here! Where did he go?
After an ice pack. They all do. Rudy, we are alone. Now I'm going to kiss you.
Me?
You want to be my king, don't you? You want to kiss me, don't you? Well, come here then, you big, strong earth man. Look into my eyes. What do you see?
Yeah, I got two of them, haven't you?
Then kiss me.
Where is the ice house? Do all the women on all the planets kiss like this?
Yes.
Shake hands with the new Buck Rogers. Well, what is your decision, Marlena?
I think I will make you my king, the king of love. And you will be a very handsome king, Rudy. I will hate to see you executed.
Well, handsome is as... What? Executed?
Yes, that is the law of Venus. The king reigns for 1 year, and then he's executed.
You know, nowadays, it's hard to find steady work anyplace. Let's see now. Marry the queen. Get executed in a year.
Well, what is the verdict? Am I the new king?
Yes, your majesty.
Well, valet, that's that. You go back to Earth, and I'll come down and tell you all about it in a couple of years.
You should live so long.
Queen Marlena, is this true? Am I now king Barrymore?
Well, I suppose so. If I can't have my time as your time, I'll have to take sweet Adeline.
I'll dwell up here on Venus, and love will slake me thirst. The spouse of Queen Marlena, King Barrymore the First. For it really is a neat trick to be red to Marlene Dietrich.
Long live the king of love, long live the king.
There's no use of my sweating of men, there's a dearth. In Barrymore I'm getting the best they have on earth. Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, how you can love.
Long live the king, long live the king, long live the queen, long live the queen.
I really must be leaving. I cannot tarry more. It really is quite grieving to leave you, Barrymore. But though I can't stay for the wedding, I'll return for your beheading.
Beheading?
What beheading?
Oh, haven't you heard? After a year up here on Venus, all the kings and queens of Marlena's are headed, John, and you must be the same.
Bah! This really is pernicious. My life's so repetitious. Again, I've lost my head over a dame.
Wait. I'm going to appeal that law. John, you can be my king forever. And Rudy, you can stay, too.
But Barrymore's your king now. I couldn't do a thing now. I'm going back to Earth. I'll see you later.
Even though King John is crowned, why don't you just stick around? He'll be my king, and you'll be my dictator.
We will rule this land between us. We will live and love on Venus.
Back next week with a story I've been aching to do for weeks, The Life of John Barrymore. Assisting and narrating this daring biography will be the greatest narrator of them all, the fabulous Orson Welles. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. I'll be seeing you in Santa Fe tomorrow night. Au revoir and good night. Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.